Welcome to this computerweekly.com podcast with me, Anthony Adshead. I'm storage editor at Computer Weekly. And today I have with me Sean Rosmarin, who is VP of Customer Engineering in R&D at Pure Storage. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Anthony. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And the premise of today's podcast is that Pure says we're at an inflection point. And that inflection point, it means that hard disk drives will be extinct in 5 years. So I'm going to ask Sean a few questions about that. So the first question, Sean, is what is it that's becoming more challenging with hard disk drives?
Yeah, so Anthony, let's kind of cut to the chase here. Energy costs have gone up significantly. Now we can talk about why those energy costs have gone up, but what we do know from the past is once energy costs go up, they rarely, if ever, come down. And so in doing so, it's actually become more and more of a burning issue for folks to think about how are they going to manage this increased energy cost. Whether you're on-prem or in the cloud, the costs have gone up. And the fact is, to make that matter worse, we're seeing an explosion of data growth. We had already projected that our data growth in 5 years would be 10 times what it is today. But that was before all this excitement that's happened with ChatGPT and all of these, this AI-generated content. And so I would argue that that 10 times growth is now super conservative versus where we'll be.
So what is it that flash drives can do that hard disk drives can't in this respect?
Well, if you think about the fundamental physics, a hard drive spins and flash does not. And therein lies the crux of why the energy utilization is so much less. When you think about the spinning of those hard drives and even some of the latest technology using microwaves or even lasers to help speed those drives up, the ultimate reality is it consumes more electricity. So the answer to your question is not only are flash drives significantly more reliable and significantly higher performant, but to the crux of our conversation today, they're much more power efficient.
Pure claims there'll be no hard drives sold in 5 years' time. How is it that flash drives can become dominant?
Well, what I would tell you today is they're already dominant in everywhere but the data center. If we look at our smartphones, we look at our smart appliances, we look at our automobiles, and we look at all other elements of technology, storage has moved to flash. However, in the data center, based on the amount of capacity, a total capacity and the capacity per gigabyte, many consumers of hard drives today have stayed there because there has been a significant cost delta. However, high performance workloads have already moved to flash. The reality was, though, how quickly would those two cost curves converge? And I'm talking about acquisition cost here, but how quickly would the cost of a hard drive and the cost of a flash drive, in Pure's terms, a direct flash module, in the rest of the industry's terms, an SSD, how close or how quickly would those two curves come together? And we've seen a dramatic drop in the cost of flash over the last few years. Why? Because as supply goes up, price comes down. And when you look at the massive consumption of flash around the world compared to hard drives, more and more fabs, more and more capability, drop in price. And that's put us in a position now where we are very confident that the cost of flash acquisition and the long-term cost of flash drives will exceed and overtake the cost of hard drives over the next 5 years.
As things stand, however, hard disk drives are, as far as I know, still of higher capacity and are much less costly in per gigabyte terms. So how does that challenge play out against flash?
Well, this is the most interesting part, right? As Pure Storage, we're in a very unique position. We don't leverage industry standard SSDs. We create our own flash drives called direct flash modules, leveraging raw NAND. And so what that does is it gives us the ability to control the roadmap, to really drive our own innovation agenda as it relates to the density of these drives. We did it in TLC, going up to 52 terabytes. We did it most recently in QLC across our portfolio, which has allowed us to get even denser and going up to 48 terabytes. And we most recently, just a couple months ago, told the world that we will have a 300 terabyte flash drive within a couple of years. When we look at the hard drive world as a whole, we see that we are at the tail end of that innovation cycle. the traditional hard drive manufacturers continue to try to drive more and more density, the latest being HAMR, or leveraging lasers to speed up the head of the drive. But they are at the end of that curve. It's a 67-year-old technology. It has pretty much run its course. And when we look at 300 terabytes per drive within the same footprint as today's 48 terabyte drive, there really is no comparison between the innovation curve of flash from a pure storage side and hard drives.
Excellent. Thanks, Sean. That's all the time we have for today, but thank you once again. And hopefully we'll be able to link to deeper dives on this on the podcast page. Thank you again, Sean.
Thank you.
Bye now.